Farouk, thanks for joining us. India, of course, they're out of the World Cup now. Australia have won the semi-final. Just give us your thoughts on the game, please.
Australia should have really scored a lot more today because they had a fantastic start. Winning the toss was a tremendous advantage. And Australia should have got a total of about 350, 360, the way they were going, you know, with the way they were playing so well. And India pulled it back very well indeed. And but again, a total of 300 odd was just a bit too much for them. You know, I mean, you needed a good start. India got a good start in Shikhar Dhawan and, you know, Suresh Raina. And but I think Dhoni left it a bit too late there, you know, because he should have had this onslaught when they needed 7 or 8 and over. He waited till we needed 15 or 16 and over, and then he started, you know, slugging. Which was far too late for that. And, well, India paid the price. The total was a bit too much for them.
Would you put that down to good Australian batting, or do you, would you criticise the Indian bowlers at all?
Good Australian bowling, batting, good all-round performance. Fielding, you know, they played like champions.
Just finally on India, Farooq, it's been a pretty good run as world champions coming to an end of the semi-finals, and not many of us maybe expected them to get this far, so they've done pretty well.
Easy round, you see, and winning Bangladesh, Pakistan, okay, they played very well. They didn't lose a single game in the competition. They played superbly, all credit to the Indian boys. But I think this game was a bit too much for them. Had India won the toss, and India got 330 plus, they would have put pressure on Australia because the wicket would have been biting later, and India had far better spinners than Australia. But that wasn't the case. Australia won the toss, elected to bat, rightly so, and put up a huge total. The total would have been much higher, as I said, had you know, India not clawed back and got some wickets quickly. But hats off to Australia. Fantastic performance. They were the better side. They were the far better side on the day. But all credit to India, they can go back home with their heads held high. And, you know, they, after all, they lost the semi-finals of the World Cup. If at the beginning of the tour, the way India were playing against Australia, would anyone have given a chance for India to come in the semi-finals of the World Cup just 3 months later? No, I don't think so. So, I mean, India can take credit from the performance. They've learned from the mistakes, and they can take positives. And they've got a good young team which will certainly, you know, last them for years to come.